Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, everybody. Welcome to the Buzz 24-7. It is moments after the show ended, just moments ago.
Moments. The record player is still spinning.
I'm excited for Daryl McDaniels tomorrow. Run DMC. DMC is going to be with us. He was cool. He came out and hung out with us one day with Charlie Moore. Just a pretty inspirational guy. I mean, hasn't had it easy, obviously. Had major success, but had a bunch of struggles and sort of fought through them. Nice, really nice person. Really nice guy. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Right.
I liked him last time we met him.
How did we, how do we miss that, today was the birthday of, Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds? How did we miss that?
Kim,
you know, so, 71, right, he's lead vocalist.
Sorry.
71.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Malcolm Young, AC/DC.
Fabulous Thunderbirds. I thought it was the brother.
No.
No.
Can't mute that, huh?
Huh? Can't mute that, Laura? Yeah, I got to hear you blowing your...
sorry.
Your blowhole?
I'm afraid, though, every time I mute, when I come back, you can't hear me.
Yeah, well...
It's not a bad thing.
I got to hear the honker going on. You know, we're a professional broadcast organization over here. I got Susie Cincinnati over there, you know, blowing the blowhole right into the microphone. Yeah. Also, Summer Brooks, Kelly. You love Summer Brooks. 23 years old, mattress actress, yeah. So good in Hot Busty Wives. Also in Riding My Roommate. And another classic called Breaking Daddy's Rules.
I wonder what the rules that Daddy laid down that she broke. What do you think, Kelly? Any?
I don't know, dude. I don't
Something
know.
Something to do with the brother.
Mm.
Stay off your brother, 4.
37 years old. Roxy Rocks. Probably, obviously, her born name, I'm sure. You can watch the dong magic in movies like Diesel Dongs 34.
Whoa.
Diesel Dongs.
There was 33 others.
That's aggressive. Hot Stroll Down the Boulevard, Diabolic Young Amateurs, and Creepy Peep Show 1 and 3. She didn't like the script in number 2, and she said, no, not going to do it. I'm going to hold out for more money for the third installment. And then came back and was celebrated richly with that performance. And Sincere L'Amour. Who apparently is a dominatrix in the business of the adult cinema. So good in Busty Ebony Lesbos, Get Their Freak On, Lesbian Hitchhiker 3, and Nothing But a Wankster. Yeah, there you go.
Wankerama.
Oh, also, Worship My Giant Black Ass.
You're damn
okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I would love to go back.
Why wouldn't I?
In a time machine. And go work in that business of, listen.
Naming the movies. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Absolutely crazy.
What kind of names would you give them?
I mean, just think
ball of gag in a box.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Oh. Scotty, I am posting a picture of Scotty with a dude in a box in the studio in a ball gag, with a ball gag on. Not Scotty, the other guy. There are so many pictures that I pulled off of the wall. Now, this was a bulletin board that was 6 by 4 feet probably, right?
Yeah.
The size of it. And I would put a picture up there and staple it. And then a month later, I'd get another picture, staple it right on top of that picture. So it was filled with pictures. I put pictures of the bulletin board up on my page before, but there was multiple layers. So I was pulling stuff up. Like, I have pictures from Hooters broadcast, and I was thinking, Laura's got to be in one of them when we were broadcasting live from Hooters. But no, I found one, but not on the bulletin board. You weren't in the one that was on the bulletin board.
That was one in his top drawer that
he used to. There was pictures up there with us with Metallica, Sting, Three Doors Down, Eddie Money. You know, I mean, all these pictures that I just poof, stuck up there. Sammy Hagar, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, on and on and on. And I've got all these beat up pictures now, and I got to digitize them. And that's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm not going to lie. But I got to, right? Because,
well, I mean,
you can't, the day of the photo album is over.
Yep.
You've got to either digitize them or they're going to end up in an attic. Right?
I miss the days of the actual pictures. And that's like, I do that app and get pictures every month.
Yeah.
Just because I hate not having the real pictures. And the kids, like, when they, like, show and tell and stuff at school, they're like, oh, I want to bring in a picture of this. And I, so it's hard to go, you know, without having the actual print.
It's my mom in her Hooters outfit. Guys, look at this.
This is my mom.
This is my mom in a Hooters outfit.
This is my dad.
This is my mom's knockers.
This is my dad in a box with a guy with a ball bag, you know. And there's way worse. There's stuff of me in swimsuits and underwear. There's all kinds of stuff up there.
Those aren't wrong.
But I'm just simply saying that, you know, those days are with photographs are just, they're gone. So you got to preserve them digitally, or else they're just going to end up in an attic in a box, which is where they are right now. But I am going to do it. And it's going to take time. So,
take a lot of time.
So somebody asked me, are you going to throw up all the stuff on the walls in the new office? And no, that's not practical. I can't make the new office the old office.
No.
The old office.
Right? Yeah, you can't do it. You know, right. It'll become from when we start, and then we'll make it our own starting now. You know? So that's the plan. And again, just to reiterate.
Yeah, wouldn't it be the same?
Yeah, we're moving studios. Nothing else is changing. Just the physical location from where we'll be sitting. We're all going to be together, and nothing's changing about the show or the radio station. So everybody can rest assured, okay? All right.
And we still don't even know when.
It could be within the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I don't know.
Could be next year.
Could be. Absolutely could be.
Yeah. So, I was in there yesterday.
Laura has Cooking on a Budget coming up in just a little bit. There's one thing that we did not get to. It's something I had put aside because we love to talk about movies so much on the show, and they did an article. Where does this article come from? Yeah, it's an article about actors who wanted the lines changed or script changes that actually made the movie better. You know, and one of them that came up, and this is the one that gets me, that I think is the funniest, in the great movie Indiana Jones.
Give me the whip, give me the idol.
The second one. No, the first one. The scene, the classic scene, when Indiana Jones has a face-off with a giant dude who's got a whip.
Yep.
Right? I mean, who's got, like, no, swords, yep. Right? Swords. And Indiana goes to reach for the whatever, and he just ends up shooting the guy.
Yes, he reaches for his whip.
Whip,
it's
right.
Gone. He all of a sudden just pulls out his gun and just shoots the guy. And the crowd goes on crazy.
Here's the real story behind that. He wanted that scene changed because the scene was too long. Because he was supposed to get in a whip fight with him. Right?
Yeah.
True story. Harrison Ford had dysentery, which means you're on the toilet all the time. And he couldn't do a long scene. So he said, let me just pull my gun out and shoot him.
Brilliant.
And that's a hilarious scene. Because of that, right there. Gene Wilder, when he walked out of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, remember, and everybody was quiet, and he fell forward and then tumbled and rolled? That was another thing.
Yep.
He changed it. He said, I don't want them to know if I'm telling the truth or if I'm lying. So he changed the script. It's a great scene.
I did
not
know that.
Great scene. I love you. I know. Star Wars, Harrison Ford.
One of the best lines ever.
She was going to say, Princess Leia was going to say, I love you. And they didn't have a line. And Harrison Ford said, I'll just say I know. And they went with it. And it ended up being kind of an iconic scene. He did it because it was beautiful, acceptable, and funny. And Samuel L. Jackson asked George Lucas to give his character a purple lightsaber in Star Wars Attack of the Clones. Why? I want to see which one was me.
That's awesome.
So simple, man. So simple. Yeah, there's a... It's pretty interesting, actually. Yeah, so I had that. I never got to that. We got to a lot of stuff today, so I don't really have a lot of stuff that's left over. Kelly, when's your clear date? When is your all clear date from the breakthrough?
I guess it depends on when I test negative, which I got to test. I think I'm going to test again today. I got to test my mom.
It's not 10 days.
She's not going to like that Q-tip up her nose, I'll tell you that.
Is it not? Wait a minute. I thought it was 10 days after you tested positive. I thought the quarantine was for 10 days.
I don't know. I thought it was 5 days. Now, if they changed it to 5 days, I do believe.
5 days if you weren't showing symptoms.
Right. As soon as the symptoms go and you test negative, I think, but I got to double check.
And then for five more days, you would have to wear a mask. Yeah. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, T-Bone. T-Bone's walking by.
If Kelly was on the same schedule as Parker, then it's January 13th, next Thursday.
What's the... I'm just asking Kelly. We're recording for the 24/7 T-Bone, everybody. He's rocking the middays.
Afternoons.
Sorry, man. On the bull. Okay, sorry. All right, shoot. I'm sorry. What's the rule? Like, Kelly, I asked him what's his all-clear date. Now, there's two schools of thought, right? There's the 10 days from after you test positive.
Yep.
And there's also the, if you don't have symptoms... which Kelly does, but if you don't have symptoms, 5 days after that.
Yep.
That is correct, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's our standard, Kelly, in case you're wondering, because you didn't seem to know.
And he has no
5 days after, there's no symptoms.
What about me?
You're coming back next week.
I don't know if it's 5 days after, there's no symptoms.
When was the last time you tested?
Me, yesterday.
Yeah, what about
I have a PCR today.
But you can't hear her.
Yeah, Laura tested yesterday negative. Kelly, when's the last time you tested?
Monday. Testing again today.
Okay. And does your mom have it or not?
I'm testing her today because it's supposed to wait 4 or 5 days after she was exposed.
Yep. Right. That's crazy. It's so many different ways. Okay, I was just checking, Tim. I wasn't sure. Thank you.
Does Kelly have to come back?
T-Bone. He walked straight out the door. Didn't want to answer that one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think we should vote on it.
Okay.
All right. I wasn't sure.
I heard that.
I never got to a letter about a guy. His wife wants a stripper pole in the house, too. I didn't get to that either. I'm going to save that for the air.
Dude, I watched Ridiculousness, and I almost peed my pants. There was a guy, grabbed a stripper pole. He was swinging around. All his buddies were laughing, and he went to, fly off it, and he pulled it out. And all his weight took the pole down and hit his buddy right square in the head, knocked him out.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't supposed to be there.
The only time you see a stripper pole video is when somebody wipes out, eats it, or they pull it down. And, you know, the whole house collapses and everybody dies. I mean, that's the only time you see those videos. Like, you know, if Valerie said to me, I want a stripper pole in the house or a pole to do, because it's not, we call it a stripper pole, but there's actually pole exercises.
I understand.
It's a workout thing. I'd say no way. I don't want a freaking gold pole in the middle, because the immediate thing people think, no matter where you are or who you are, when you see it, is stripper pole, period. Yep. Even though it's clearly...
My cousin has one, but you can remove it. Like you, no, for exercise and stuff, and we just have fun with
it. You can remove it?
Yeah.
Oh, that
sounds
safe.
You know what?
That sounds safe.
I don't trust that at all.
I got a shower rod that's like that. It came down on my head the other day. I wasn't even pulling on it. Okay, so I ain't
trusting. No, he was pulling on something, but he wasn't pulling on the shower rod.
I wasn't pulling on anything. Just simply saying. All right? Anyway, I'll
shower
say that.
Shower babies.
Say that letter. All right, please.
Come on.
I'm exhausted already. Even Kelly moaned. All right. Well, anyway.
No, but then I laughed.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready, Laura, for your Cooking on a Budget segment, ladies and gentlemen? Here we go.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget.
She'll give me the deals, baby.
Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools.
Now.
Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
First, cooking on a budget of the new year. Shoppers, welcome to the market. Love to have everybody in the store. Wear your friggin' masks. Sorry, shoppers. I had the damn thing and it was awful, but you know, do what you want. I don't care, shoppers. Whatever. Just stay away from me. It's time for cooking on a budget, everybody. If you go down aisle 7, wave hi to Scotty. He's a second year associate. He's on dog food today. Just stack the damn pallets and shut up. And when you swing past aisle 7, say hello to Kelly Brown. He's He thinks he's funny. He switched all of the Advil for Pamprin in the health and beauty ads aisle. That little son of a bitch. I should have fired him in 87. Anyway, down there in the frozen food section, ladies and gentlemen, with all your bargains, is Laura Boyce with Cooking on a Budget, shoppers.
Okay, it's kind of short this week, but Greg, we'll start off with your food of the week. I know you were looking for a sale when Thomas English Muffins had the sandwich 4-packs on sale. So 2 for $5 this week at Market Basket starting on Sunday. You can get it in, you know, or the original honey wheat whole grain or the sandwich 4-packs.
They're sandwich-sized English muffins, and you toast them, and there's no better sandwich than that. It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, I'm kind of thinking that now I want all of my sandwiches to be toasted.
Yesterday when we did the How's Yours,
yeah.
I wanted to use the word toasted, and Greg goes, that'll probably give it away.
Yeah.
Everything, any type of sandwich I have, toasted. The bread is toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have a toasted bread.
Go ahead, Laura.
Kelly, your beer sales of the week, again, beers are priced high, but you can get your Night Shift or your 603 beer for $13.99 12-pack at Market Basket starting on Sunday.
603, it's not bad. I like 603 beers, but $13.99, not bad at all.
Okay. All right.
And I love Night Shift, too. Market Basket Roadkill for your sweet of the week. Cinnamon buns, 6-pack for $3.19.
Cinnamon buns.
I love cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns.
Fresh from the bakery, yes. Now we'll head over to Hannaford, where your sales end on Saturday. 85% family pack ground beef, $2.99 a pound. Your assorted pork chops, only 99 cents a pound. Gulf of Maine Atlantic salmon, this is for you, Greg, too, $6.99 a pound.
Love it.
Seasoned split chicken, 99 cents a pound. Your golden premium Maine potatoes, 2 for $5 for the bag. And the half brown sugar spiral ham, $1.49 a pound. And your marinated sirloin tips, $9.99 a pound. Expensive for tips, but they're marinated, and I do love the marinated tips at Hannaford. Aldi, your sales end on Saturday. Blueberries, $1.99. Tyson chicken leg quarters, only 49 cents a pound. They're sold in a 10-pound bag, but totally worth the $4.90 for a 10-pound bag of chicken. For all of you new dieters, everybody jumps on the bandwagon in January. Keto dieters, gluten-free fans, they have tons and tons of stuff at Aldi. I have the link up there for their weekly ad. I didn't go through it all because I'm not sure what diet you're on, but get a lot of good deals there this week.
Scotty's on Shaw's a Tito's diet. He likes Tito's.
Oh.
I like Fritos.
That's good.
But keto's good, too. It's all good.
Yeah. Fritos on sale, $3.99 at Shaw's. But anyways, okay. Shaw's sales start on Friday. 3-day sale, this is a just-for-you sale, not the only 3 days. Fresh ground beef, 3 pounds or more, $2.47 a pound. These are all limited to two. Your pork baby back or St. Louis-style ribs, $2.47 a pound. Scallops, $5.97. Blackberries, $1.47. Those Green Giant frozen box vegetables, which I love, are only 47 cents. They'll limit you those to four.
Oh, ho, ho.
General Mills cereal.
47 cents?
Yeah, you know those boxes of all the frozen veggies? And you get some that, like, I get rice cauliflower with broccoli florets in it. It's good stuff. 47 cents a box. General Mills cereal and Nature Valley granola bars, only $1.47. They limit you to four. Greg, watch, because there's the new limited edition Cheerios out that are strawberry banana flavored.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
not
that.
Just strawberry.
I'm not five.
No?
I wouldn't do it. I'm not five. Okay.
But you eat the strawberry ones.
That's different.
No. I eat Special K with red berries. Okay. That's Special clearly K an adult cereal berries. As opposed to the nonsense you just threw at me. Okay.
The Cheerios. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Large white eggs, 87 cents. And your Pepsi 12-pack or bubbly sparkling water 8-pack, 3 for $10.97. You must buy the three. Other deals at Shaw's, we have the avocados, mangoes, and navel oranges, only 97 cents each. Hormel marinated pork loin filet tenderloins or the roast, buy one, get one free. Lay's potato chips or kettle chips, only $2.22 a bag, and they do make you buy three, but totally worth it. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. We have the boneless chuck pot roast at $4.99 a pound. Italian sausages for $3.49 a pound, eggplant 99 cents a pound, and I already told you about the English muffins. Your idea for cooking for this week, I love a lasagna. I know Greg's not into lasagna because there's a lot of cheese, but this week I'm giving you a recipe for a spinach sausage white lasagna. You don't always have to use red sauce with your lasagnas. This one's a nice, creamy, yummy white sauce and spinach and sausage in it. Why not?
Can you say creamy a couple more times?
creamy. But is that bad?
Scotty was licking his palms. I just want you to know what I was looking at here
but
in the studio.
He likes lasagna.
You said creamy white sauce, by the way. So that's why Scotty is being dirty. Go ahead.
What's up? She hates you.
She hates you.
That's it.
Enjoy. She hates you. So, okay. Is that it?
That's it.
That is it. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Creamy white sauce.
What's up? All
right. I got to go.
Have a great day, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. So join us. Get up early. You got nothing else. Hang out.
What else you got going on? You got no life?
We'll be, All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.